Welcome back, guys, to Unapologetically Myself.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back. Steve is super excited because USA just won against Canada in the Olympic hockey sports.
Olympic hockey sports?
Yeah, is that what it's...
In the Olympic hockey gold medal game, USA beat Canada.
Yes.
Yes. In overtime, an incredible game.
And so they haven't...
That's why I'm wearing the jersey here.
And USA hasn't won in 46 years.
Yep, since 1980. Actually, fun fact, today is the anniversary of the 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic game, where the USA, they won. They beat Soviet Union at the time.
Oh, wow.
USSR, a bunch of college players, non-professional, amateur players, took on a Soviet Union team of a bunch of professional hockey players. They were considered unbeatable at the time, and a team of college athletes from the America went in and beat them in Lake Placid. So,
cool.
And today happens to be the 46th anniversary of that, and
that's awesome.
Lo and behold, we won.
I know.
Yeah.
I love
incredible
that.
Incredible game. Yeah.
I want to see that movie, too. Miracle on Ice.
Miracle.
Is that
Miracle
on Netflix?
That's a documentary that's on.
Oh.
But there is a movie called Miracle.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm into sports now.
So if you happen to watch the game and now you're into hockey and you want to learn a little bit more about why it's such a big deal, I would take a look. You know, if you haven't seen the movie, go ahead and watch Miracle.
Yeah, Miracle on Ice.
No.
Oh, no.
Miracle is the movie.
Oh,
they made a
Miracle.
Movie. Yeah,
okay.
They made a movie called Miracle.
Is anyone in it? In like
no,
famous?
No. Kurt Russell.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was the coach. But take a look at watch that movie if you want to understand why it's such a big deal. It just feels good to, you know, I don't feel too well. You know, because I'm actually a little bit under the weather.
So Steve is a little sick. That's why he's a little sniffly, but he's rallying.
But I'm rallying because we won, and I'm a hockey player, and we don't take nights off. And Jack Hughes, the one who scored the goal, got his tooth knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on, stayed in the game, played in the game, and won the game in overtime.
And that's why I love hockey players' teeth.
That's what we do.
Because they all have beautiful veneers.
Like me.
And I just love a good set of veneers.
I have veneers because the same thing happened
like
to me.
Smile.
I lost. No.
No, come
I lost,
on, show them your teeth.
I lost my teeth. I lost
maybe
no three or four of them
twice.
No hockey
player has teeth.
And funny story about me losing my teeth, if you want to hear about this. It happened during it happened in hockey. Yes, and you guys out there, you go, why don't you wear mouth guards? We do wear mouth guards. It's just sometimes the puck hits your mouth at a certain angle. Those pucks are frozen. Little do you know that those pucks are frozen. So in help, they're frozen. So it happens to glide on the ice a little bit better.
Oh, I never knew
that. So it can come in very hard, and the sticks are also, you know, like there's only so much the mouth guard could do. But anyway, so one of the games I lost my teeth.
All your teeth.
Like three of them.
Your front teeth.
Yeah, my front teeth.
Oh, how bad did that hurt?
It actually didn't hurt.
Oh, come on.
I didn't hurt. Thankfully, it missed the nerves. So if it missed the nerves, they said that, you know, that's the reason why it didn't hurt much.
But, how old were you?
In my 20s, I believe.
Okay.
But anyway, so this
is... Wait, tell the story about your interview.
Where I'm getting at.
Okay, go ahead. This one's a good one.
So this is during men's league. So now I'm actually retired now, and
he's retired.
I'm retired from actually competitive sports, but we play men's league, and we go and I'm on a job interview, and this is when I had my temporaries in because I had to do the the actual.
Wait, let me explain. Your temporary.
All right, let me get to the story.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm telling the story here.
Okay.
Is there anybody out there that has your podcast host is constantly interrupting you? Okay, so listen to this. So I had to get my temporaries in. If you haven't gotten your teeth done before, and what they do is they grind your teeth down into a pick, and then what they do is they put a mold over your tooth. That way you can go ahead and you can actually get a real one.
Right. Basically, they look like little pegs.
Right.
But when I got mine done, because I have veneers too, I just have four.
Yeah.
They didn't do mine as.
Oh, they didn't?
No. She, Appa Aesthetics, amazing. Dr. Okay. Andy, love her. Shout out. She did my teeth, which she also did Simon Cowell's teeth.
Okay.
Just saying. Right. I don't know if she
is that
did,
why you went to her?
What?
Is that why you went to her?
No, I just, she's done a lot of celebrities. She's amazing.
Okay.
She's now in California.
Okay. So anyway.
Anyway, that's besides the point.
All right. Anyway, continue. So they give you temporaries in the meantime so you don't go around looking like vampire.
Oh, but hold on. I wanted to say Dr. Andy does very minimalist shaving.
All right. Well, is this an ad for her?
No. No.
Okay. So let me tell the story so we can move on.
Go ahead,
okay.
Go ahead.
So. So. Where was I? Okay, so I'm going on a job interview, and I have these temporaries, and underneath the temporaries, you look like a little bit of a vampire. So they're not, you know, those temporaries, they're very fragile. They can come out at any time. So I'm on my job interview, and the guy goes, before we start talking, we're about to have some lunch. Go in the back, get a sandwich, and have some lunch. So I'm like, okay. I go in the back, I grab a sandwich, and I take a bite into the sandwich. My teeth come falling out, the temporary ones. So I'm like, oh shit, what am I gonna do? So I have to just, I go up to the guy and I say, hey, listen, you know, I don't know if I could do the interview. I lost my teeth chewing, you know, the sandwich. And he's like, how'd you lose your teeth? I'm like, well, I have temporary veneers in because I lost my teeth playing hockey. And he's like, oh, hockey player. And that's,
but mind you, it was the first tooth in the front.
Yeah, the front one.
So he had to go in for a job interview yeah. in finance with his no tooth, just a peg.
Looking like a vampire. But he's like, oh, the hockey. And, you know, we bonded over that. And I ended up getting the job.
Nice.
But, yeah, that was just a funny story.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I love that story. But we're excited that USA won.
We won, yeah. And,
so congrats to the USA
game.
Team.
And, yeah, amazing game. One of the players that were on the team, Nelson,
Brock Nelson,
his grandfather was on the 1980, or no, his uncle was on the 1980 team. And now he won 46
that's
years
really
later.
Cool.
Is his
uncle still alive?
Yep.
They definitely have to take a picture with the gold medal together.
Unbelievable, right?
That would go viral.
Yeah.
They need to do that.
So.
That's pretty cool.
Great game. Best game in the world. You know, if you have little kids out there that you want to get into a sport, I highly recommend hockey. Expensive.
I don't, because it's on all the time. And Steve has to watch every single game.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When you become a hockey mom, you're going to love it.
No,
even more.
It's literally constant.
And, yep.
And there's only, you only get like 2 months free. Right?
What do you mean
like
too much free?
The summer.
Oh, yeah.
Like the season is so much longer than another sports.
Well, yeah, it goes from, I would say,
another sport.
You know, if you make it all the way up to the Stanley Cup Finals, which would be the championship, which would be in June, right? So, and then if you make it all the way to June, and then the season starts up again in September, or like preseason, but, you know, training camp and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So basically goes all the way from September to June if you make it all the way to the end. The grinding 82 game season, plus another 16 games minimum for playoffs.
Yeah, that's why it's a lot.
Yeah, and they go through a lot as far as pain goes and threshold. You know, like if somebody in basketball or soccer loses a tooth, and they'll leave the game in a second. But
yeah,
hockey players,
I know.
They
hockey
go out
player,
there
they're
and,
like bleeding
it's
from
it's
the
a badge,
head.
It's a badge of honor. So
they get like hit in the head and they're like gushing blood. They're like, come on, we got to win.
So that's why I'm here. I'm playing through the sickness right now.
Yeah. You're good. You don't sound bad, though.
No, a little nasally, no.
He's just a little. He's all right. He's on antibiotics.
Yeah. How do I sound?
You'll be fine.
There? Tell me how I sound.
I feel like I sound like I have a raspy voice.
All the time.
I do. not too bad, though. No. It's all right.
You're good. You have a unique voice.
Well, I know it's annoying.
No.
I know because I work in a cubicle, and I know the other side of the office can hear me.
Not because that doesn't have anything to do with your voice. It's just like you're loud. You project.
So it has everything to do with the tone
of your voice. It's like, I'm just saying, like, you project.
Oh, yeah, no,
right,
I'm
right.
just loud.
Yes, you don't have
a
whisper.
Think sometimes I'm yelling at you, and I'm like, that's just my voice.
I know,
voice.
Yeah, you do not have a whisper. I said, Amanda, can you just whisper? And
no,
she goes, this is me whispering.
No, Italians don't whisper. Italians don't whisper.
Yeah.
We don't know how.
You don't know how to whisper?
No, it's very hard for me.
Yeah.
I try.
Yeah.
But, Okay, wait. I wanted to talk about how I have to go for my first colonoscopy. Soon. March 2nd, I'm going.
Yeah.
So wish me luck. I'm really nervous to take this prep drink that everyone says is terrible.
Yep. I've had a colonoscopy twice, I think, or three times. I had some stomach issues, and I had to take the prep drink. And
well,
I
I'm
do
nervous.
Not envy that. But you know what? It's good. You're getting up. We're at the point where we're getting up on an age where you know you should be
calm down.
No, I'm not saying that we're getting old, but
speak
I'm just
for yourself.
I'm not saying that. But a lot of younger people now are starting to
get colonoscopies
to prevent that. You know, if you can catch it early, great. So. But, yeah, I do not envy you that you have to take that drink.
Yeah, I'm nervous, guys. So if you guys have any tips, DM me because they say to, I guess, I should put it in the refrigerator.
I don't think it matters.
No, they say refrigerate it. It's better cold.
Yeah, I don't
what
know.
What does it taste like?
Not good.
Oh.
I don't know.
Guys, pray for me, please. No, but really, if you could equate it to a taste, what does it taste like?
It doesn't really taste like... I don't know. I'd rather drink cough medicine than drink that shit. That's how bad
it
is.
But cough medicine isn't bad.
No, you what?
Sometimes. Sometimes I like it.
No, I hate it. Really? No,
well,
you
it depends
like it?
On what kind you get.
Like, anytime I take them, no.
If you get like orange flavor or something.
No, it's still bad.
It's not as bad. Like, I just don't like the minty kind.
Do they give, I think they give pills now, no?
No, they didn't give me one. I have to drink this prep.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm nervous.
It's all right. It'll be all right.
Oh, I don't want to
like,
do it.
She's like, Steve, you know what? When you come pick me up, make sure you have the camera on because I'm going to be under. And so she's a constant content creator.
You need to film me when
needs to get it
when
on,
I'm under,
on film.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
No, because I say some crazy shit. Have you ever come out of anesthesia and you say crazy shit to your doctor?
One time.
Wait, let me tell you my story.
All right, I'm gonna listen.
And then you go.
All right. It's not really that.
So I got my wisdom teeth out when I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
18 maybe.
Okay.
And I remember they give you laughing gas, then they put you under, then you
come
out of it and you're all out of it. And I literally hugged my doctor and told him he was hot. Don't think he's cute at all.
Yeah.
No, but I don't even remember what he looks like because it's not your regular dentist.
Right.
Who, very good looking older man. But the guy that actually did my.
Is that right?
Yeah. that guy who actually did my wisdom teeth. I don't remember what he looked like, but I told him he was hot and he shouldn't be doing dental work. He should be doing something else. And my mom was like, Amanda, just stop talking.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
And I gave him a hug and started rubbing his back.
Yeah. I'm sure that's the first. That's not the first time that happened
no,
to that doctor.
No, you say the weirdest
I know, yeah, you do.
Stuff.
I think I just said when I came out of mine, I was just like, how long did you have to go to school to become this? That was it. That was mine. And that was it.
Yeah, no, it is weird. I remember when I went, I went for my nose job, my rhinoplasty, the medical term, the nurse was really funny and sarcastic.
Yeah.
And right before they put me under, he was like, all right, time for new boobs. And I was just like, my eyes were like, and I'm like, that mother effer, he does that every time. Yeah. I know it.
Do you ever see the video on Instagram when they're like, all right, well, they're about to put you under and they're like, all right, it's time for your sex change.
Wait, yes. No, yeah, and that's what this nurse did.
Yeah.
Gay guy, love him. He was amazing. And I was like, you suck. And I woke up and I go, you did that on purpose. Because I remembered him doing it. Because usually you remember
that's not so bad. You know, sometimes.
He's hilarious.
You want a little bit of a
brush. He's like, yeah, I do that every time.
Those people that, what are they called?
Anesthesiologists.
They make a lot of money.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, but it's a lot of schooling. Also, it's your life is in that person's hand. Like, if you give them just a little bit more, they might not wake up. Like, that's scary. You have to really know what you're doing.
Yeah, but you're signing away, though.
What do you mean you're signing away?
You're signing away. Like, I think you're signing a affidavit or something like that before you go in and you get a.
No, but that person has to make sure they know what they're doing.
I'm sure they have insurance and stuff like that. Of course they have to know what they're doing.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
I don't envy that. What I would do is just hold your nose and just drink the drink.
No, I'm really. I'm not going to be able to do it. You're going to have to walk me through it.
When I got mine, I only drank half of it, and when I went in the next day, and they were like, "Oh, did you drink the whole thing?" I said, "Yep," because I wasn't.
You liar.
I was not doing it again.
No, I'm nervous. All right, some people have to do this several times. Like, people have Crohn's disease and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to do it, guys. Come on,
you have
now.
To do it. You have to do it.
I'm scared.
Just do it.
That's coming.
Do it
up.
For the content.
Yeah, I'll do it for you guys. I also wanted to talk about Tell Me Lies.
Okay.
And the ending. I know you don't.
I can talk about it.
Okay.
As far as like give my input of the crazy toxic.
Yeah.
Toxicity.
Well, I want to talk about this because Steve's has missed like a couple episodes, but he's right. up to date on it because I tell him about it.
Yeah.
But. Okay, I found this.
Spoiler.
Yeah, this spoiler alert.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it yet.
The finale.
Turn us off and come back.
Yep.
But spoiler alert, I found this girl's TikTok. Her name is Casey Day at KASEYDAY.
Okay.
And so she said, like, you know what's toxic? Wrigley still doesn't know that it wasn't Drew's fault for Macy's passing. Bree still doesn't know that Evan was the reason her mom was drunk at her gallery, which, like, oh my God, that pissed me off so bad. And then Bree doesn't know that Evan went to Oliver for advice, which is also crazy.
What are we even talking about?
Yeah. And Pippa still doesn't know that she was cheated on by Wrigley with Bree. So, like, all of those loose ends, like, were never tied in the finale.
Yeah.
You have no idea what I'm talking
about.
No,
I have no idea what you're talking about. It just seems like like a bunch of toxic people.
No, it's such a toxic show, but it's so good because everyone has dated, even guys and girls, has dated someone like Steven DeMarco.
Oh,
so,
not me. Okay.
What do you mean not you?
No, not me. I'm saying they're talking about the character, not me
personally.
Oh, yes.
Steven with a P.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Steven with a P.
I'm Steven with a V.
I got it.
Or Stephanos.
Right.
So.
We like Stephanos.
Yeah, it's definitely a toxic show. Would you have a trigger warning on it for some people if they've been through toxic relationships and if it could bring
I
back
think
up?
There actually is a trigger warning. Like it was like if someone you know has been abused.
Yeah,
there is.
Yeah.
They do say that before. No, because it's very triggering if you watch that show and it brings up things and you're like, oh, I know this feeling.
You just
like,
can't
I know,
quit the person that's toxic.
Yeah, I know what Lucy's going through. It's very traumatic.
Yeah. So why that's, why it, you know, if people have been in toxic relationships such as you and people other people that we know but also watch the show, what is it about the show that you enjoy?
It's so good.
Is it you can relate, twists and turns? You
can relate to it.
You're like, I hate that guy.
No, you can relate to it. Like you want her to be like learn, Lucy.
Yeah.
But like
don't be like me.
No, but the problem is when you're in that situation,
you can't get out.
It's the same thing. You're never learning. You always go back. You think it's going to be different. That's why Lucy always went back to Steven. Even at the end, she went back again, and he still left her.
Yep.
He still won.
Well, that
and
is...
And that is so true in like relationships. That's
right,
why it's so relatable.
I think that's a good ending because it's more about, okay, the toxic guy wins again. You're going back for him again. And even if he didn't drive off, she would come back for him again if he does come back after that, you know, like
well that
it wouldn't be an end just because he drove
like
off. If he came back and was like, hey, it's just kidding.
No, but I think it ended perfect because I think she like laughed, like saying like, I'm an idiot, like I know who this guy is, and I thought he was gonna change anyway, so she but I saw like an alternate ending. Someone was saying would be like if she went into the convenience store, came back out with the coffee, and the police came. And I like this. Can you wait? And the police came and said, Steven DeMarco, you were under the arrest for Macy, blah, blah, blah. And like someone said that would be a good ending.
No, I don't like I don't like finalized endings like that.
What?
Open-ended
You like
endings.
The open ending?
Yeah, so
like Stranger Things.
Stranger Things or
I get
Sopranos.
That. Sopranos.
So you can go into it thinking, okay, what is going to happen? You know, Breaking Bad was that closed-ended? I know what's his name? Yeah. I don't know if it was closed-ended or not. I think it's up to interpretation. Yeah.
I don't remember.
But would you recommend watching that?
Breaking Bad?
No. Tell Me Lies.
Oh, yes. It's so good. I love it.
Yeah.
I also love Vampire Diaries. Yeah. That's always a good binge watch. Have you ever seen Vampire Diaries?
No, I'm not a vampire guy. The only vampire show I watched was Buffy.
I love
Buffy the Vampire Slayer with, what's her name? Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Do you remember True Blood?
I didn't watch it.
There was a lot of sex in that one.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one,
It was great.
No.
I love vampire
sex. You and your mom like vampire stuff, right?
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good vampire sex?
Should I take out my teeth and give you some of the fangs underneath?
Yeah, that was a little role play there. No, but honestly, I love anything like vampires.
Okay.
So a good watch if you've never seen it before and you love that like nostalgic high school love triangle shit with a little bit of vampire in it.
Vampire Diaries.
Definitely watch Vampire Diaries, just saying.
Okay. Do you believe in vampires? Do you believe in vampires?
Do I? No.
No.
I mean, I believe in aliens.
Yeah.
I think there's like demons, especially today with this world.
Yeah.
That are like out there. Wear your crosses. So me and Steve have been.
What?
Every night we watch Updating.
Oh, highly recommend. If you're bored and you just like want a good laugh and something in the background that you could just put on and just watch people go through like a blind date on stage asking questions. Highly recommend.
Well, let me tell them what it's about.
Right.
So it's these two guys, which his name is Brendan, and what's the other guy's name?
I don't know.
And
they're the host.
I think they're friends, right?
Yeah, they're the host.
Friends. They're the host of Updating. They came up with this dating, dating show.
Yeah.
They started it on YouTube.
Yep.
And then it got so big that they tour over and they film it.
Yep.
So what they do is they take two people. Blindfold them from the city they're in, and they just talk to each other and they ask each other questions, personal questions, sexual questions.
Yep.
And then at the end, they say, okay,
thumbs up if you're interested
to the partner next to you, or thumbs down if you're
before
not.
Before
they take the blindfold off.
Right. So personality, interest in the beginning. Yeah.
And it gets crazy.
And you have probably 100 people in the crowd, 100 to 200 people in the crowd just watching them date.
Yeah,
and I love to get to know each other. Yeah, it's very addicting.
And it's really cool because if you're in the audience
at
the specific like city they are touring at,
you
can actually type in if you're interested in the person on the stage.
On the stage. So if you're in the crowd and you're like, oh, I'm interested in her, I'm going to try to shoot my shot.
Right.
You can write in and say, hey, I want to come up. And they'll pick you and they give you a minute to like, give your little pitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they go in and it's amazing. I love it. I highly recommend. Me and Steve watch it all the time and we want to go and see it. Because there's some that are get crazy. Like there's this one on YouTube that
we
watched twice.
Yeah.
And this guy's hilarious.
If I was single, I would do it.
I would do it too, probably.
Yeah. You know, there has been a, I guess, what I read recently was like a Gen Z, more so Gen Z, are actually tired of swiping and that date scene as far as online dating.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah.
I hate that. I just hate the apps. I do. It's
So something like that could be a little bit of a change.
Yeah,
that's why I really like
that they do that.
The only
thing is they do ask some like personal sexual questions. So if you have a job that...
Right, but you could say I'm not going to answer. They're fine with that.
Yeah, but it gets a little iffy. Because there was this one where this teacher went on. And she was like, I'm a teacher. I'm like, oh. And she was asked some questions.
I think if you're going on the show, you know.
Yeah, but she was asking.
They were asking her
some inappropriate questions that I was like, oh.
Right. And she could, I mean, if you're going on Updating, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, but definitely check it out. Go to YouTube, type in Updating.
Updating.
And
let us know.
Let us know what you think because you're gonna. It's hilarious. Me and Steve watch it every night.
Yeah, we just need to put people onto this because
every time we ask somebody, have you watched Updating?
Good. No.
Yeah, no one knows what we're talking about. I'm like, oh my god, it's amazing.
We're like, we should bring it to town.
It's basically if you like reality TV, I want to do it. I want to like be the host.
Yeah,
but, like,
so I'm saying
you'd
be the host.
No, we can't take. We'd have to. He'd have to franchise it.
So
like,
what we do?
People,
we'll
other
do,
hosts.
We'll call it down dating.
No, but you can't take his idea. But if you, Brendan, reach out to me and you're like,
we'll
like
do it
to
in
franchise
your town.
It.
We'll do it in our town.
Because, right? Couldn't he franchise it? And I don't know.
I mean, anybody could do it. You just need a camera. And
no, I know, but you can't take his idea.
All right, so we'll do a little switcheroo. Maybe
no,
we'll do something.
No, you can't do that. All right, you can't all right. do that.
We'll
you're taking the guys. You can't copy.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, no, they're killing it. And I wish them all the best because I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love that, especially today, because it's really... But, like, also, I always think, like, do they say the age?
Well, they go up to people around the city, and people actually... they put their information in to be on the show. And sometimes they walk around the city, the host, to try to select certain people. So they're actually trying to be the matchmakers. So they know who they're going for. Right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if I was on it, I wouldn't want to be paired with someone right, in their 20s.
They would probably ask that, you.
You know for a fact?
I would assume if they're trying to match people, okay. They're not going to match you with a 18-year-old okay. or a 19-year-old.
Feel like I haven't seen like a 40-year-old on there.
I'm sure.
You're
what are,
sure?
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Old jokes.
But yeah, that's definitely recommend. Highly recommend. Also, have you guys been keeping up with the Monkey Punch?
No, actually, I don't know.
But you've seen the video. Yeah,
no, I didn't see the video.
Oh, come on.
You sent it. I didn't watch it.
Poor Punch. You didn't watch it?
Amanda sends me 100 DMs to like go through these videos, and I can't
yeah,
go through them.
Yeah, that's what you do with your partner.
I know, but you send me so many that when I send them to you, you don't watch mine. So I'm like, you know
no,
what?
No, I don't
She's
watch
not
yours.
Watching mine.
You
I'm not going
to
watch
so
yours.
Many to me. That's what a relationship is today. Just you, sending
We're just
each
sending
other
DMs
funny memes,
back and forth.
Back
we're not,
and forth.
And
no
you're not
one
watching
watches
any
them.
Of mine.
Yeah, that's all a relationship is.
I'll watch yours once you watch mine. No, but I saw that you posted something about this, and I haven't watched it, so I'll
well,
watch it
later. Well, it's this monkey who was abandoned,
yeah.
and they gave him a plush toy.
Okay.
His name is Punch, and I think he's at a Japan sanctuary.
Okay. Right.
And the other monkeys, like, bully him, and he goes to his little plush toy, oh. and it's really sad, and, like, then I saw one story where, like, okay, one other monkey welcomed him in, but then he got abandoned again, and like everyone's so invested in this
Aww.
Little monkey.
No,
I know.
What?
And he's so cute. You see how cute he is? So that little plush toy, they gave him that plush toy because he was abandoned.
Can we adopt him?
That's what I'm saying. Everyone
oh
wants to go
God.
Adopt him. So we're really invested in this story, and so they're saying the zookeepers are saying that they want him to be
stronger.
No, not stronger. Welcomed into the community. So they're making sure that, you know, he has...
How old is he?
I actually don't know.
Oh.
Let's look it up.
Oh, what a tragic story.
No, it's really sad. Let's look it up. He's just so cute. He's a little baby. As of late February 2026, Punch, the viral Japanese macaque? What is that?
I don't know.
Macaque at... Ichikawa City.
What are you talking
this
about?
This is hard.
Makaoku. Let me see it.
He's 6 to 7 months. He was born July 26th,
oh my
2025.
God, no.
Yeah, in Shiba, Japan.
I'm going to go steal him.
He was abandoned by his mother shortly after birth and became famous for clutching a plush orangutan toy for
my
comfort.
God.
Guys.
God. Oh, my
and
God.
And, like, the other monkeys bully him. It's really sad.
That is sad.
So we're all rooting for Punch.
We're rooting
we
for Punch.
We have to say a little prayer for Punch.
Okay.
Say a little prayer for you forever and ever. Stay in my heart and die.
All right.
How am I doing, guys?
No, not good.
I wish I could sing.
No, okay. Well, okay. They're going to turn down the volume in the cars.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Take that back.
Well, they can sing with me.
No. Stick to dancing.
Okay. what else we got?
What do we got? Southern Charm.
Right. Yes.
I don't know if you have any Southern Charm fans out there,
mm-hmm.
but let me ask you a question. Okay, there's this one Sally, causing quite a stir out there.
Sally.
Okay,
Sally.
First
what's her last name?
I don't know. Carson.
Yeah, I think so.
First, she was going after Craig. Okay, because
yes.
Craig was a hot commodity at the time.
I think she got chickens just because Craig wanted chickens.
Right. So she wanted Craig. Okay. Craig didn't want her. Craig let her on a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? And so...
Probably shouldn't have a girl in
her
hot tub.
Right. Not at 4 a.m. Just be friends. No.
It's okay.
And then, okay, so Craig let her down. And then she goes to her friend, because her friend is interested in Craig, and Craig is interested in the friend. What's her name? Charlie. Now... Sally is telling Charlie, hey, you know what? Stay away from him. I don't want you dating him. And this is like kind of like high school stuff, right? At that age, you can't be telling your friends like who to date or who not to date. If someone's not into you, they're not into you. Okay, move on.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever happened to you? Have you gotten to something where somebody wasn't interested in your friend and then they were interested in you and your friend told you, hey, stay away from him? Or have you ever done that where, like, don't date that guy?
No, I would never tell, like, any of my friends not to date somebody because I like them. Like, if they liked my friend and didn't like me, I'd be like, I can't control that. That's who he likes. Like, I'm not going to stop a good thing if it's meant to be.
Right.
Like, it is what it is. Like, yeah, it would suck if I like that person and he likes my friend.
Yeah.
But if my friend also likes him, I would never say, like, I would be like, no, try it out. Like, he doesn't like me. But I can see, like, if I was younger, that would hurt.
If you were younger.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, especially if I confided in my friend, I like this person, and then she just goes ahead and then starts dating them.
Well, the funny part,
that's a little.
The funny thing is, the funny thing is now is like she is trying to date Craig's friend now, while also telling Charlie at the same time, do not date Craig because he turned me down.
Right.
But she's trying to get. That's Austin, Craig's friend.
You can't do that. That's like she's playing both sides.
That's some psycho stuff.
Well, I don't like to call girls.
No, I know. Because if it was a guy, I would call him a psycho too. Well, that's some toxic stuff. Well.
No, I just.
That's some toxic stuff. If you want me to reword it, that's a toxic behavior.
Wait, what is that? She
is now telling her friend not to date somebody because he doesn't like her. Meanwhile, she is trying to date his friend.
Yeah,
now.
That is.
I mean, that's
crazy.
Like,
you
come on,
that.
That's pick me behavior.
Yeah,
is that better for you? Pick me.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay,
but you know what? We're sitting here talking about her, and that's what she wants. She wants people to talk.
No, good
and,
for her. I love her
make
style.
Make Southern Charm interesting.
I follow her.
Great show.
I love Southern Charm. I like everyone on
show.
There. The drama.
Summer
everything.
House has been a letdown this
year. I actually
year.
Really like some. I like Southern Charm better than Summer House this year.
Yeah, Summer House
we
has been a
Paige.
Letdown. You know, you would think that her departure wouldn't make that much of an impact because she, you know, just laid in bed and slept.
No, but it
and
was,
that,
and
let her.
That.
I want her. That's amazing for her. She built a whole brand about it. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that like her departure definitely left a void in the whole cast, and now we're just seeing Kyle and Amanda fight nonstop, and it's very toxic again. And now you're around like eight other people in the house, and you're bringing that type of arguments and that fighting into a house when people are just trying to have a good time in the summer. And, so Summer House has been a little bit of a letdown. I'm not sure what to think about the new cast so far. But I think
it's because Paige, too, in the confessionals killed it.
Yes.
She was hilarious.
Yep.
Lindsay was hilarious. I've been missing Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay has
like
been
that, their confessionals are hilarious.
Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know.
Paige would be like, she wore shoulder pads to her engagement party.
She
knew.
Yeah. Just being shady, right?
No, she just like.
Right, yeah,
she
exactly.
Had,
yeah.
Not shady. She just.
Well, that's not. That is shade. You're throwing shade by also saying
no,
it.
She called it like it is.
Right. That's. Yeah, that's shade. I mean, like, you're just saying it how it is. That we call that shade.
What?
Right? Yeah. You're not. Shade is not like not saying it. You're being shade. Yeah. Welcome to the Bravoverse.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Shade?
Yeah, you don't shade. If you said something about your outfit, like that pink outfit, you know, that you're wearing right now, I'd be like, oh, what is she wearing that pink outfit for?
And I've some never would heard say that in my
you've
life.
Never heard that?
No.
Well, you're just.
I don't think.
You're new to the Bravoverse.
No, I've never heard that. She's throwing
shade. Yes.
She's throwing shade.
Guys, if you have heard about this, if you heard this term.
No.
Please DM Amanda.
Okay, yes.
That's a term.
Please do.
Okay.
What
were we going to say? So about the new cast. Yeah, I think what they're trying to do is get rid of the old cast because they're going to be doing a new show in the city. And so they're bringing new blood into the house.
New blood.
And, yeah, new fresh, young.
I mean, cast, don't go young. And invite me and Steve. Andy, call us up. I think we'd be a good time. I'll rally.
I don't know about that.
We don't
that.
Have kids.
I have Luna.
We'd be like the new Amanda and Kyle.
I don't know about that. But we wouldn't argue. Maybe.
Well, maybe.
Once in a while.
We did have an argument this weekend.
Yeah, we did. But you know what? We pulled it together for the pod.
After this,
we're not going to talk to each other.
That's
no,
it.
Just kidding.
It's just going to be me, and it's really going to be unapologetically myself.
What do you mean?
Alone, Amanda.
No, I'm saying after this podcast, I said we weren't going to talk to each other.
Oh,
we just came together for the pod.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but
yeah,
I was making
we're
going to
sleep in separate rooms tonight. No,
no
I'm
not
kidding.
Tonight. No,
oh, but speaking of separate rooms,
what about them?
How do we feel as a couple, people sleeping in separate rooms?
I used to like. throw shade on it. If
oh, here we go, throwing shade.
But I actually think it's a modern thing now. Like people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I know several people who don't sleep together, right, and they have a great marriage.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it personally myself because I like sleeping.
Me,
next.
I think
it's not like we cuddle all night. I mean,
no, you can't cuddle.
Yeah, we turn around and go to bed. That's it.
But some people just can't sleep with their partner because for whatever reason, say they snore.
Yep.
They just can't get a good night's sleep.
Edit,
and if you can't get a good night's sleep, like, that ruins everything.
Or they edit videos at 3 in the morning, and I turn around, and you're editing videos. And
right.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I do that
editing?
Often.
Yep.
Because I have to.
Yep.
And Steve gets annoyed because he's
so
like,
that's when you need a separate
light,
bedroom.
That light.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Like, that's
I'm
the
a light
only
sleeper,
time
though,
I can edit.
I'm a light sleeper, so.
I know you are, but. Yeah. I know, I hate that. But I wouldn't want to do that. I actually sleep better when I'm next to you.
Same.
Like, when you're not here,
yep,
I can't sleep
because
I think someone's going to come in and take me away. Like, that's my biggest fear. I'm like, someone's just going to come in and kill me. Like, that's my irrational fear. Yep. I also have always, like, what's your irrational fear? I'm going to tell you mine.
Okay, go ahead.
Mine?
I know what yours is. But tell
you
everybody.
Do?
Yeah.
What is it?
No, go ahead, tell. I'm
Being
say,
buried alive.
Yes, yes, that's what
like,
it is.
Like, I don't know. Maybe in my last life I was buried alive, but I am terrified. Like, you better embalm the shit out of me if I go before you.
What's my most irrational fear?
You've never thought about this?
Irrational fear or, like, my biggest fear?
Well,
my
like, an irrational, like, getting buried alive. Like, I mean, odds of that happening, like, I mean, that won't happen. You know what I mean? Like,
My biggest fear, like, personally, is just, like, getting to a point where I'm getting older and older. And I'm not, like, old, you know, but, like, when you're, before you pass, you don't achieve all the things that you ever wanted to achieve. Mm-hmm. Like, that's.
But that's not irrational.
Fear. No, it's not irrational. That's my biggest fear.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, my biggest fear would be, like, not having a family.
Right.
But my irrational fear is getting buried alive. So what's your irrational fear?
I don't have any irrational
fears. Oh, come on.
No, I don't. I don't have anything like that.
Not, like, I'm afraid I'm going to get. Eaten by a shark.
No.
Snakes. Nothing.
No.
What scares you?
What?
What?
What really? What scares me?
Yeah.
Heights a little bit, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
But I thought you liked roller coasters.
I do.
Have you ever been on Nitro at Six Flags?
I do, but I'm like tied in.
You're tied in?
We're tied in.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm walking up a staircase or an escalator or something like that. I don't like going up escalators or down them.
Really?
Yeah. I don't trust it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never knew this. You know what? I actually feel like I never rode an escalator with you.
Yeah, we do. We go to Short Hills Mall.
Oh, right. That's true.
Yeah. Can I tell you what I'm sick of?
Yeah.
I'm sick of this winter. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I know.
We're getting another snowstorm.
We're having another snowstorm.
In the Northeast, in New Jersey.
Actually,
we're supposed to be getting 18, 15
to
18 inches.
Yeah, it's a snow day today.
Yep, today. We're supposed to be getting 15 to 18 inches.
Yeah.
And
one
thing that's good is that we don't have to shovel or anything like that. But we have Luna that we have to take her out.
Yeah, listen,
that's
I'm tired of having my hand be frostbit from picking up Luna's shit. Sorry.
The things we do for love.
But that is true.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yep.
We just need to,
Here's the ideal scenario. This is what I want. We stay in New Jersey until January 1. When January 1 comes around, then you go to Florida. From January 1 until the end of March. Once April comes around, now we're back in Jersey until the summer. And then maybe we'll spend a month in Greece for the summer. That's my ideal life.
Yeah, it would be nice.
It would be nice. So we got to try to find a way to make this podcast blow up so we make some
Some
dough so we can do
that.
We got to
find some way. It hasn't been going well lately. Listen, I'll tell you. Oh, and I feel like, did I touch on this last time? Lately, I've been seeing a lot of influencers. They're like, I made $50,000 last month.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and more power to them if that's really what they're making.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest. I only made $20,000 last year, and like half of that goes to taxes. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong because a lot of the followers that I see.
I don't know if you're not doing anything wrong. I mean, it's just you don't know if they're actually telling the truth. You can't compare.
Yeah, but I would never lie. Like, that's what gets me angry. Like
they they do it because you ever heard the expression fake it till you make it?
Yeah.
Sometimes you
gotta
act
that.
As if that
but
you
I also
do it.
Feel your followers.
And a lot of the times they sell books. They sell ebooks.
Oh yeah, it's all about the pyramid schemes.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, like, see, I find like our followers are your friends. Like,
yeah.
I would never lie to you.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I appreciate you following. I appreciate you guys listening
you
to our podcast.
You have a little bit of a different channel. Than you have a different channel. Yours very welcoming. It's very family oriented. It's making people laugh. It's not, it's not lifestyle type of content where
yeah,
a
no.
lot of people try to get into that. But I tell you, you can't compare yourself to other people as far as that is concerned. You never know what's true or what's not true. And I tell you that all the time.
Oh, no, I know.
You know, so.
No, of course.
First and foremost, the amount of effort and work that you put into it, you know, and you do it, number one, to make people happy. And then, that's.
Yeah, bottom line, we just need to be on Bravo. Let's cut to the chase.
You want
to
get on Bravo?
Yeah, I would love to be on Bravo. I think we could be good in a, like, summer house.
I just introduced her to
Bravo. They
should
have Summer House, the elder version.
I introduced her to Bravo a year ago.
Yeah,
and now
I'm
she's
obsessed.
Yeah.
I like never even knew who Paige was.
Yeah.
I found out Craig followed me on TikTok. I don't know if he still does because now we talk about Bravo and he's probably like, I don't want to listen to these people anymore.
No.
But
no.
Yeah, I do. He follows me on TikTok.
Okay, what do you want to what do you want to do with that information?
Nothing, it's just a weird flex.
You're just there.
It's just one of my never No, it's just one of my fun facts.
Yeah.
Also,
let me ask the listeners out there, do you let us know if you actually watch any of the Bravo shows? That way we can actually dive into them a lot deeper than we usually do.
That's
something that we are really fans of. We actually watch it and it's a lot of good tea on there. Look at me listening, saying all the slang words, tea and shade. But let us know. We'll talk a lot more about it.
Absolutely.
Don't know who actually listens to or watches those shows or not.
We'll dive deeper into it if you want us to, because we love Bravo.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
And
Hopefully
one day Andy will reach out to us.
Yeah.
I feel like I would get along with Andy.
Okay. Amanda has that thing where she like, all right, so she can watch downhill skiing on the Olympics, and she goes, I feel like I could do that.
Yeah,
I feel like
I think we told them this already.
Did we?
Yeah, I feel like we're repeating stories, and
no,
that's
I don't
pretty
think,
bad.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
We might be.
No,
I think that you told them this before.
Did I? I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe
do you
I
ever like forget who you tell stories to, and then you retell them? You do that a lot.
I do.
Hmm. I think you do.
All right. I'll work on it.
No. Yeah. We love a self-aware king.
I guess I have to come up with some more stories, create new memories and stories. I'm not going to say lose some more teeth. I'm dumb trying to do that.
No, don't lose your teeth.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really it. Can you believe it's been an hour already?
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. So we'll wrap up.
It goes fast.
It goes really fast, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
And we will see you next month.
Next time.
Have a very happy
Stay safe. Day. Stay warm.
Stay bold.
Stay.
Stay you.
Stay you. Stay you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Have a good one. Mwah.